You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We'll start with sports. The Rockies had a road game in San Diego last night. So what do you think happened, Jer?
Oh, no. They won, Dom.
No,
come on, I'm
lost.
Trying to be positive. Oh.
No, they lost. In fact, they didn't even score a run. They got shut out 3-0. They'll try again tonight.
Why?
They're just going to keep on trying.
You have one job.
Other sports, lots of things happened in the Olympics. Other sports.
Perfect.
The NBA draft was last night.
I was glued to it.
Were you?
Yeah.
What'd you think of the Nuggets first round pick?
He's a good guy.
He's tall.
Team player.
The Nuggets selected Nashawn Highland from Virginia Commonwealth University, but that's who you expected, right?
That's what my money was on, yeah.
Jared, one of his strengths, according to the story, is his, quote, deep off-the-dribble shot-making prowess.
Really?
And really, who could ask for more than that?
Mm-hmm. Big fan of the dribble.
So anyway, that happened. Let me give you some news for nerds activity. As the resident nerd on the show, I love the science-y stuff. All I can say to Russia is, pump the brakes. Russia has a new science module that they wanted to send up and dock with our International Space Station yesterday. They did it. They docked. But then, out of nowhere, they fired their thrusters. Well, as you know, if they're firing thrusters and it's attached to the space station, all of it will move. The way it was described by NASA was that they, quote, temporarily lost orientation control because of inadvertent thruster firings.
End been
quote.
There, huh?
Been there, no doubt.
Been there.
Every guy's been there.
This is such like a cartoony type thing or something. They dock and he's like eating a piece of licorice and he drops it and he's like, I reach down to get it, and he like hits the thruster and
whoops. Things spun 45 degrees out of control before they had to fire other thrusters to spin it back. And NASA claims the crew was never in any danger.
Well, what else are they going to say?
But man, I'll bet it got a lot of adrenaline pumping.
Yeah, like what if they couldn't have fired the reverse thrusters on the other end? They would have been going out of control.
Crazy.
That's scary stuff.
Scary stuff. But to show you how talented they are, these guys are smart. They get it all fixed.
We got
it's all
this.
Fine.
Everything would it have been licorice that he was eating? I don't know. I just pulled that out.
Borscht. What are the caviar?
Caviar, I don't know. A big sausage or something? I don't know.
You're a big sausage. what else do I have? Oh, nerdy news. I like this. I was reading the story about this fossil find up in Canada. A geologist up there in Canada. You big hoser. Found a fossil of some old sponges, sea sponges, that if this is confirmed, would be the oldest animal fossils ever discovered.
Are you kidding
me? 900 million years old. And what's weird about that is that these little organisms would have been living on Earth before there was enough oxygen to support animal life. A lot of people don't know this. We think, you know, we take oxygen for granted. But for the majority of time on the planet Earth, oxygen was essentially a poison for any creatures that lived. There wasn't very much of it, and the oxygen that there was poisonous. It was just, it killed critters. And so they're kind of wondering how these things could have been around if there wasn't enough oxygen to support this kind of animal life. It would be 350 million years older than the current record. They think these are 890 million years old.
Dang. And who's going to argue? They make
Earth,
all this up
a
anyway.
A lot of scientists, actually. Yeah, scientists love to fight over these things.
They're making
they
it all
love
up.
It.
How do they know?
Anyway, what else is trending?
Well, the biggest local trending news. Did you hear yesterday about the whole Casa Bonita story? Save Casa Bonita. Save them. Or save it. Save us, South Park guys. I heard it raise it from the ashes multiple times on the local news yesterday. We were laughing at dinner last night because we clicked on the local news and it was like the headline story. Hollywood comes to Colorado to save an iconic landmark. They were like just lapping this up.
What's the update?
Story out this morning. In less than 5 weeks, the owners of the iconic Casa Bonita plan to reopen the restaurant. Here's the thing. They went and stuck a mic in the face of this guy named Robert Wheaton, the CEO of Summit Family Restaurants that owns Casa Bonita. He's like, yeah, we're going to reopen by September 1st or earlier. He's like, right now we got a few repairs to make, but people are making their way and buying things from the gift shop. We have 200 to 400 guests that come in and just do the little tour that they're doing right now. Super fans have raised $67,000 to help us reopen. And he's like, as of right now, this is the first I've even heard about the South Park guys. He's like, nobody's reached out to us. And then his little quote here, he said, as of right now, the company has appropriate financing and staff that's needed to operate.
That's
so
funny.
It's a big, like, non-story, more or less. Like, it's reopening. It sounds like they're doing fine.
Well, we got sucked in.
Somebody got wind of these South Park guys, and it exploded here locally. But relax, everybody. September 1st or earlier, you can get back in there and have a sopapilla.
Get your sopapillas, yes.
And I know I'll be there. I'm going in. Nick Nack wants to take the kids over there. She's like, it's an iconic place. We got to go. So we're going to go in.
Sit at your table and raise the flag, right?
So the whole thing is just funny to me. It's like how we take this little nugget of something that was said, you know, and
we got sucked in.
Sure did. I know. Scarlett Johansson is in trending. This is your biggest celebrity news this morning. She's suing Disney for cheating her out of Black Widow profits. Now, written into her contract was a bunch of bonuses based on how the movie performed. A lot of actors and actresses do this. She said she was guaranteed the movie would get a worldwide theatrical release. But as we talked about a few days ago, it was weak here in America. They weren't making a lot of money, so they went ahead and put it onto Disney Plus at the same time. And I think we even talked about how they were going to be pumping it out onto DVD and 4K, like, immediately. And she's mad. She's like, I'm missing out on all these theatrical profits, and Disney put it out when the market was still essentially weak because of COVID.
Huh.
So she's like, now I'm not making any money off this. I'm suing Disney. And they fired back yesterday, saying the release of Black Widow on Disney Plus with premiere access has significantly enhanced her ability to earn additional compensation. Get this, on top of the $20 million she has already received to date. So she's already made $20 million bucks off this, and now she just wants more. Isn't that crazy?
You know what a lot of it is, I think? It's like professional athletes who all want to be the highest paid at their position.
Right.
It's a scorecard thing. And I don't think the Hollywood celebs are immune to that. If she sees that, you know, Kate Winslet makes X amount of money, then she's got to surpass that. I think that's what it is.
Right.
$20 million plus the other stuff she was going to get is a nice little... It's a nice tidy sum for a crappy movie.
That's the thing. I think her eyes were very wide because it's part of the Marvel universe, but
yeah.
Black Widow is stupid.
But it's considered, you know, she sees other people making $50 to $100 million, so she's like, I want that.
Make a better
movie.
Take your $20 million and run.
And I got to tell you something. I have really liked Scarlett Johansson in some kind of smart movies.
I got no beef with her.
Yeah,
she's great.
I wish she would just go back to making smart movies and get out of the cartoon world.
But the bottom line, no, this was a smart business move. Being in the $1 billion Marvel franchise, that's
no,
a smart
I
move.
No, but I mean, just take your $20 million and then go make a smart movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I think just in general, the movie is stupid, so that's probably why they're not making money off this.
Right.
And
yeah.
She's couching it as something else. So, a 40-year-old piece of wedding cake will hit the auction block in about 2 weeks. It's expected to sell for around 700 bucks, and the reason this is such a big deal is because it's from the wedding of Prince Charles and Princess Diana, July of 81, Dom. The slice came from one of 23 cakes that were made for the big old ceremony, and it's going to come with a program, some ceremony details, a menu. I guess it sold back in 08 as well, but it's supposed to be in really good condition and look like the original slice, like nothing's wrong with it.
Yeah, somebody from the auction house said, still advise that you not eat it.
Well, sure, you don't want to eat that, but...
I have a question about this.
What's that?
How is this only going for $700, they think? I mean, a piece of wedding cake from Diana and Charles's
couple
wedding.
Iconic people.
We have seen much stupider things go for, you know, $50,000.
The Dorito we had the other day went for $20,000, didn't it?
I might bid on this, and I'm not kidding.
If it's only
if
that
they
much.
Think the top bid's 700, I'll go 750.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. That's crazy, isn't it? I don't want to tell you anything else. Now let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, por favor. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted another Guinness World Record. I love these things. We did the biggest mouth for a guy a couple weeks ago. Well, now there's a Guinness World Record for the largest mouth on a female. Her mouth measures 2.56 inches from top to bottom when she opens
it
all the way up.
It does look huge.
Like, that doesn't sound like a lot, 2.5 inches. But when she opens her mouth that big, it's massive.
Yeah,
she's
huge.
Got a bunch of TikTok followers, like almost 2 million on TikTok, and she's like embracing this mouth and making money off of it. So
good for her.
You got to see it. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.